Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
46. Damn.
Ooh, you're older than me.
Yeah, me too. I got 9 months.
Yeah, he's older than all of us. I'll be 45 in June.
You're so old.
Yeah. Hang on. What year is it? Yeah, I am 46. Yeah, I was just trying to figure it out. Yeah,
I was born in 79. So you're 78.
Yeah, 78. Yeah. 78, yeah. Yeah, I'm spending my day at work. Yay.
Will they buy y'all a cake, or will they announce your birthday, or will you get emails, or take you to lunch? Birthday hand job, any of that? I don't know what's customary.
I'm not sure. I hope for at least 3 of those things.
What's up, Houdat Nation, and welcome to the Dome Patrol Podcast.
Hey, what's up, Houdat Nation, and thanks for joining us on the Dome Patrol Podcast. This is the official Saints podcast of the Fans First Sports Network. I'm your host, Jeff, and this is the Pick'ems episode, and we only have, 2 more Pick'ems episodes for the rest of the year.
That's so sad.
We're not doing the Pro Bowl?
Do they even play anymore in the Pro Bowl? I will note that last week, couple of people picked through their picks in late and only got a couple of picks, and that's one. Well, yeah, that's
we're gonna follow the rules.
Don't have to do it.
We're gonna follow it. But what I did do is we talked earlier in the season about, for those people who are making their picks, we're gonna drop your 2 worst games, right? Weeks. And so your 2 worst weeks, you're right. So I am gonna do that. I sent you guys something in WhatsApp, but I do need to make some adjustments because I realized that some people had missed a week, so they don't get 2 weeks dropped. They only get 1 week dropped. So I got to adjust for that. So I'm not going to go through the rankings right now, other than no matter what changes happens, DeMailman, Wayno, James, Jason, and Jeff, that is your current top 5. That will not
change. Jambalaya Brothers is tied with Jason and Jeff.
Well, Jambalaya Brothers is one that I got to fix his because he missed a week. Right. So
it's going to go down.
But out of DeMailman, Wayno, James, Jason, and me, we've all, our records are correct. And are in 1st through 5th place.
It's not fair. Jambalaya Brothers was doing really good this year. And then ever since we doxed him on the episode, he's just, I think he's going to be 7th or 8th after your adjustment. Right. We may have just ruined whatever good juju he had going on.
Also, big kudos.
I'm more of a Pastelaya brother.
Oh my god, I want so bad next year for a Pastelaya brothers to enter and not replace Jambalaya. We need Jambalaya versus Pastelaya brothers. I want a gumbo brothers. I want
Houdan brothers.
Houdan brothers.
Andouille brothers.
Yeah,
Andouille brothers may give you the wrong impression.
Hey, and the great thing is we found out you don't even have to have a brother.
Yeah,
to name yourself. Yeah, it's incredible.
That's it. Yeah, I want all the foods.
Eskimo right. Brothers.
All right, so we'll get the picks in, or I'm sorry, we'll get the standings for the after the conference championship round. In the meantime, Jason, let's get to the games.
It's all about the king, you fall like the rest. Your failure is my success. It's all about control. We make it. I will deliver the pain. You can't take it. I'm in control.
And we are here, Championship Sunday, after last week's incredible divisional round where the games averaged 40 million viewers per game. Just a stunning number. It's the highest since they've registered since 1988.
So, I'm confused about that.
The Chiefs Bills game,
I can't imagine,
hit 50 million.
Yeah, that this surprises me because I thought every half the population quit watching the and supporting the NFL a couple of years ago.
Oh,
no, that was just that was just Saints fans when we tried to trade for Deshaun Watson.
No, but
that
before
was not
that, even
there was also Saints fans when Cam Jordan was kneeling on the field. A lot of people said they wouldn't watch
the
NFL anymore.
There's just so many people who quit the NFL, and yet it
the
seems like they're back.
Ever.
It seems like they're watching again.
Well, this is also, I don't even think they're properly counting streaming, like
they
people that are
be.
Watching on streaming stuff that they don't have a way of tracking. So this is like, it's probably higher than that.
Mm-hmm. The NFL remains.
So that's the thing about like, you're saying how many people watch. So 40 million viewers. Is that
on average per game?
Average per game.
Average per game.
Right, but that's how many streams it was playing on. But what if you had 17 people in your room watching? Does that count one count?
They can't count that.
Well, that's what I'm saying. That. Right. So,
well, I mean, 5.1 billion people did watch the Queen's funeral. So, I mean,
wow, I haven't heard that joke in a while. Need to bring it back. So, yeah, just an incredible weekend.
Understand what's going on in the news.
Just an incredible weekend of football, closing with that Bills Chiefs game the other night. Just an amazing game. So now it's interesting. We have both the 1 and the 3 seeds in each conference have made the conference championship games. You know, just a nice little nugget. So our first game on Sunday, 2 o'clock Central Time, which is our time zone, except for James. That'll be 8 o'clock your time. We got the Chiefs who go into Buffalo and win Patrick Mahomes' first ever road playoff game that he played in. They have now made their 6th straight conference title game. He has never not played in the conference title.
He's been a starter 6 years. He's played in 6 AFC championship games.
It's absolutely absurd. It's just another crazy stat about Mahomes, man. It's insane. So you had...
did you know the Saints almost drafted him? Were you aware of that?
Just think if we'd had him. Just think if we'd had him instead of the cancer Marshawn Lattimore. How about that?
Dennis Allen will be trading away Patrick Mahomes in order to keep his job.
Oh my God! So so it was a great game. You had Jason Kelce in the box in his sweatpants, drinking beers, hopping in there. It's a fun time cheering on the team.
I don't know if y'all paid attention to that jump. That's super impressive. Like, I mean, it was the jump out, but that thing was almost to his chest, definitely above his belly button, and he just jumped straight into that window. Like, that is a athlete. My Lord. He doesn't look like it. Definitely an athlete.
So anyway, this is the Chiefs' 6th straight AFC title game. They travel to Baltimore to play a Ravens team that had a little slow start against Houston, but ended up dominating Lamar Jackson, a couple of passes, a couple of touchdown rushes. They've been kind of the best team in the AFC all season. And this is the first matchup between former NFL MVPs that are under 30 years old. First time that's ever happened.
Well, you're full of the stats today.
Na 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 stat man. Bringing it back. So yeah, the Ravens, they're at home. Get another road game from Mahomes. I mean, I didn't expect the Chiefs to win last week, and somehow they found a way. But this Ravens team is really good. This game's in Baltimore. The Ravens are favored by 5.5.
I'm going to take the points.
Give me Kansas City, please.
Ka-ka! I'm taking the Ravens.
Ooh, interesting. Yeah, I'm going to go with Kansas City on this one. I'm taking points as well. Doesn't matter who wins. It ain't going to be that big of a win.
It is kind of hard not to take Mahomes in the points, but I just think the Ravens are a better overall team. And I think Lamar is going to show out.
I do too. I just think they're a 4.5 point better team.
It was also a way for me to catch James.
And I, yeah.
James didn't think about that, did he?
Let's be honest about what's really going on here.
Oh, no. Look, I was always going to take the Ravens. I think the Ravens are the best team in the league. So I think the Ravens are going
to
win the Super Bowl.
I do have to say, I don't know if it was Wayno or DeMail Man, one of them waited for the other one to tweet their picks in so that they could do the opposite. Very smart.
It was Wayno.
That's some Kyle Shanahan shit. Yeah.
It was Wayno that waited and this went in. And I guess we should have looked into how that actually worked out for him.
Oh, I could tell you. I have the records right here.
They both went 2-2.
Do we know what game it was?
It was 4 games. What do you mean?
Oh, I didn't know if it was a certain game, but yeah. So Wayno, went 2-2.
They both went 2-2.
Mailman, no, 4-0.
Oh, well, gotcha.
I'm sorry, not 4-0, 4-2.
He went 4-2 with only 4 games.
Oh, whoa! I'm looking at the wrong week. I'm sorry. The Mailman went 3-1. Waino went 2-2.
Oh, okay. Well, it's a good effort.
Yeah. That backfired. All right. Next game, Jason.
Boy, that escalated quickly. I mean, that really got out of hand fast.
It jumped up a notch.
It did, didn't it?
Uh-oh, the clip wasn't long enough.
She said. Play some more clips, Jeff. Who the fuck
is that? It's Wesley's favorite.
Don't you wish everyone had some goddamn integrity? Well, soon, everyone can. Integrity weed.
Here's what we do. We will set up. Here's what we do. We will set up. Here's what we do. We will set up. Bet up. Bet. Bet up. Bet. Bet. Bet up. Here's what we do. We will set up. Bet. 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 Set up. Here's what we do. We will set up. Bet up. Bet. Bet. Bet up. Here's what we do. We will set up. Bet up. Bet up. Here's what we do. We will set up.
No, sir. I didn't like it.
All right, you back, Jason?
Game.
Yeah.
Mate.
Some would say I never left. All right, and now we move over to
if you did.
to the what?
If you said it, not if you left. No, if you said it, not if you left.
Anyway, all right, so now we're moving on to the NFC. We've got the Detroit Lions, everybody's Cinderella story, the team that everybody's pulling for. They even got Eminem showing up in the stands. There is a conspiracy theory that the NFL wants Eminem versus Taylor Swift at the Super Bowl, so that's an interesting way to think about it.
Well, I Detroit, do, too. I mean, can you imagine them performing at halftime together?
Not going to happen.
That'd be funny if Usher's up anyway. There, and all of a sudden
instead,
they
we're going to get, what, Usher. And some other people.
That you don't know. Anyway, Detroit's just riding this wave of momentum. Their last three draft classes have been great. They're giving Detroit, the fans, something to be happy about. I mean, as Saints fans, we kind of know the feeling.
I'm loving it.
Oh, yeah. So a lot of people are pulling for them. So they travel to San Francisco that survived Green Bay last week after Jordan Love pulled a Favre and threw it across his body and threw the pick at the end of the game. Debo Samuel got injured, so he's 50-50 to play this week. But what else is new? He gets injured all the time. This game's in Frisco. The 49ers are favored by 7.
Ooh, I will again be taking the points and sticking with the Lions to stay within 7.
You think San Francisco's going to win?
That's not what we're doing.
Well, but what do you think?
Yeah, I think San Francisco wins.
Yeah, 7 points. It's going to be a close game. It's going to be a close game. But like you, I think San Francisco win. But yeah, give me the points, please.
I am taking the Niners only because I'm trying to beat James. I hope Detroit wins. I am pulling for Detroit.
Jason, you can't beat me. You can only tie.
That's all right. Tie is better than a loss.
Yeah, I got to go with Detroit on this one. Just for the points.
Yeah. Like I said, I'm pulling for Detroit, but
I want them. I want them to win. I want the story.
I don't know if Jared Goff's good enough, and I don't know if their defense is good enough.
Yeah.
I don't want either one of these teams. I will be pulling for the AFC team versus whichever one of these teams.
I'm always pulling for the AFC team.
I'm not interested in either one of these teams being in the Super Bowl.
No. I'd like Detroit to get the ring. You know,
I don't want Jared Goff to get it. I like Dan Campbell, like Aaron Glenn, blah blah blah. It's also pretty hilarious that some team's gonna win that's a very good defensive team with Alex Anzalone as their lead linebacker.
You know what I'd like to see? I'd like to see Jared Goff in the Super Bowl throwing a pass to the sideline for the go ahead, and the guy gets interfered with the ball 15 yards away. And the ref not, and Bill Vinovich not calling it.
Look at you.
Live by the Bill, die by the Bill. I mean, that's the one way I'd like Detroit to lose. And then I'd like somebody to tell Jared Goff to get over it.
I think the big thing this whole year, Brock Purdy has been really good when he has Christian McCaffrey and Deebo Samuel both playing, and he's been really suspect and either lost games or made games really close if either one of them is missing.
Yeah.
Both of them are, I mean, we saw Christian McCaffrey getting massaged on his left leg the entire game when he wasn't in there, and Deebo Samuel didn't play.
Did he use Deshaun Watson's masseuse?
He was using a
or Robert Kraft's.
It was an actual massage tool.
Mm.
A tool, you say?
Takes all kinds.
But if either, I mean, if either one of them is not playing, I think this game gets really, really close.
Yeah.
Yep. That's why we took Detroit with the points.
All right. So those are your games this week. The AFC Championship, Chiefs at Ravens. Ravens favored by 3.5. And your NFC Championship, Lions at the 49ers. 49ers favored by 7.
Nigga will give you word on the street. Go to get your dick sucked. And for $1, you can stick furniture in my ass.
What everybody thinks, what Super Bowl matchup would get the most attention and be the best, like, for... you know, for the game that we want to see, which Super Bowl matchup do you think would be the most popular?
All right. Think about that. I'm going to grab me another drink.
I mean, obviously the Chiefs going, like the Taylor Swift thing, there would be millions of people watch the Super Bowl that have only started watching football this year.
For eyeballs, yeah. But, I mean, I don't know. People watch the Super Bowl anyway. I don't want to see the Chiefs again because I think they've been there so much. I think you're going to get a little bit of Chiefs fatigue. I know a lot of people are already fatigued with Taylor Swift. Not that it's going to prevent them from watching the game. I'd like to see the Ravens and the Lions.
Yeah, I think that's the one I'd like to see.
I think the Ravens are the best team. You got Lamar trying to make his push to join that next level. And the story of Detroit is just, yeah.
I think the Ravens 49ers probably is the best game and gets the most attention as people going, okay, the two best teams in the league made the Super Bowl. But I think Chiefs Lions is the game I want to see more. And I think it gets crazy amount of people watching it. Cause as good as Lamar Jackson is, I don't know if anybody cares about the Ravens. Like, I don't know if like the outside, the casual football fan, is if a Monday night football game is the Ravens, if they're turning it on. But I don't know. Ravens 49ers would be, I think, the two best teams. But I think Chiefs Lions would be the biggest watched game.
Well, but I mean, the Super Bowl.
My thing is we've seen Baltimore, San Francisco in the Super Bowl before, and we've seen Kansas City and San Francisco in the Super Bowl before recently. So
fresh blood.
You really want to see repeat? I mean, you don't want to see the same. I don't know. I want Detroit to get there, but I don't want them to win, if that makes sense.
Yeah, just have them go and then lose to the Ravens. Yeah, they make the Super Bowl, they lose to the Ravens. That's the ideal kind of outcome. And again, I mean, the Super Bowl is the one game where casual fans watch it. It's not all NFL fans.
The other thing, kind of taking this just an extra layer, is there's already been rumors that Travis Kelce is going to retire at the end of this year, along with his brother. To be fair, I'm kind of a fan of him. If winning the Super Bowl is what it takes to push him over, I mean, let's just go ahead and have Mahomes lose a major piece of his offense every single year and see if he can keep doing this. But I think that losing Travis Kelce would have to be the end of this, right? Like, so much he can do with just nobody around him that can play offense.
They'll sign Michael Thomas and they'll draft a receiver next year. They'll be fine. I mean, Kelsey's already now. I know Kelce had 2 touchdowns this week, but he's already lost a step. I mean, he's not the same guy that he was even just last year. You could see a difference. So Mahomes has been getting by with shit at receiver, and a not, you know, what we think of as Kelce. I just think he's just that damn good, man. But what about the rumors
with Andy Reid as well?
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
he might be hanging him up as
that
well.
That could be a good thing.
Oh, that'll be
the end. They'll bring Eric Bieniemy back, give him his rightful job.
That would be interesting to see.
That's where Belichick will go.
I mean, yeah. I'll just say in 15 games this year, like, shadow of Travis Kelce still had 984 yards. I agree with you that he's fell off. That's still pretty dang impressive.
Well, that's because he was their only threat.
It really was.
Because their receivers were terrible.
He did lead the team in receiving.
Right? He was the only reliable pass catcher.
Rice was 50 yards behind him.
Ugh. So, yeah, I'm definitely going Ravens Lions is who I'm pulling for.
I think that's the highest. That'll get you the highest ratings. I agree. Lamar moves the needle. And Detroit, people just want to see a first time.
Yeah, Detroit's kind of become the darling team of all kinds of people.
Kind of like, oh, brings us memories of the Saints.
Like the Saints used to be.
The post-Katrina Saints. Oh, remember that?
Yep.
Oh, man. Oh, it feels so good.
Get over it.
Yeah, get over it.
And now...
Go.
All right, and that's all the show we have for you right now. We're going to thank our loyal listeners for downloading each week and telling all of your friends about the Dome Patrol podcast. You can follow us on all socials. Just search for Dome Patrol podcast, and don't forget to subscribe on your podcast app. Give each episode a 5-star rating. Give us a comment. Tell us how awesome we are. Set up auto downloads so that you can listen to the Dome Patrol podcast anytime, anywhere. Say bye-bye, donkeys.
Bye-bye, Debo donkeys.
The Dome Patrol podcast is the official Saints podcast of the Fans First Sports Network.